Now, a new report looks into the data for a trend that's familiar to a lot of people in the state, population decline in rural areas. The numbers from the Wisconsin-based research group Forward Analytics show that between 2010 and 2018, two-thirds of the state's rural counties lost population. It's the first time rural areas have seen this overall decline in the past three decades. Rob Mentzer is Wisconsin Public Radio's rural communities reporter based in Wausau. Rob, welcome back.
Thanks.
Well, this report from Forward Analytics found that a lot of Wisconsin's rural counties lost population from 2010 to 2018. Give us the basics. First of all, tell us what they mean when they say rural county.
Right. So you have to sort of define what you're talking about with when you say rural. And so the census looks at, first of all, there are metropolitan areas. Those are big cities. Those are out. They also define counties that have a micropolitan area, which is like a city but under 50,000 people. And then they define counties that have neither, a big city nor a small city. So this report looked at at those that had neither, the sort of purely rural counties, as well as counties that did have a small city, like those micropolitan counties.
What were some of the counties then that were hardest hit by population loss?
Pretty bad in the North Woods. The largest was population loss was Price County, which lost more than 5% of its population over the 8 years studied, 2010 to 2018. Iron County was over 4%. The average, most of the counties that did experience population loss, about two-thirds of the rural counties in Wisconsin did. The average was around 2%. There were some that barely lost any, but of course, when the rest of the population is growing, if you're just sort of holding steady, you're relatively speaking still losing ground.
Now, we heard from Diana on Facebook who said, what comes first for taking care of your family is health care. You have to find a good job that provides it or pays well enough that you can provide for it. She gives us a couple issues there, Rob. Let's start with that job. How does the economic outlook, according to this report, tie in with this population decline in so many counties?
Well, there's no question about it that is a large driver in any study. When you're looking at data, you sort of start the clock in 2010 to 2018. You're looking at the Great Recession and it's sort of in the aftermath of that, right? And all evidence is that it hit rural communities hard and drove a lot of migration out of rural areas into urban areas. Presumably, you know, at least one large factor is because people are seeking work. The other thing that can happen is if population is declining, it can create the sort of vicious circle, right? Where if a company, say a manufacturing company, window manufacturers in the North Woods or something, are having trouble hiring, then they ultimately have to make the decision to leave that rural community and move to a larger city where they may have a larger workforce to draw from. But then that has the effect of making it more likely that people have to then move and follow those jobs.
And Diana mentioned healthcare too. I don't think the report tackled this in particular, but Rob, I hear again and again for many rural communities, we don't have particular kinds of specialists within a close distance. We don't have particular kinds of mental health or addiction treatment. Just from your vantage point there, covering a lot of rural Wisconsin, do you see that as a concern that might be part of this story?
I think it is certainly part of the story, and yeah, while I would hesitate to put a number on it, it is something that you hear again and again. Access to healthcare and rural healthcare is a real hurdle and a challenge that the healthcare providers are trying to find ways to network and you know whatever address. So I think that it requires more study, let's say, but it'd be crazy to think that it is not a factor here.
Talking to Rob Mentzer, WPR Rural Communities reporter based in Wausau, looking at a new report that finds a population decline in many Wisconsin rural counties. And Rob, we've got a big census, of course, coming up this year. It's going to give us new and I think more precise data. Is there an expectation from the report authors that this trend of declining rural population is going to continue?
There is an expectation that the trend is going to continue. And now, of course, so Wisconsin as a whole, its population is growing just very slowly. It can't compare – when you talk about the census, Wisconsin will not have the type of growth that is being seen in the sort of, you know, southwestern United States and other sort of high growth areas. But Wisconsin's population has been growing. That's sort of what the consensus is. So this is really focused on the rural areas. That same thing could have been said about Wisconsin's rural communities as recently as the 2010s. They were experiencing positive growth, according to this study, of over 3% in the 2010s. Now, they were outpaced by Wisconsin cities by a lot, by more than twice as fast, but they were still growing. Then after 2010, from 2010 to 2018, that's when these communities have actually entered into negative territory and on average were shrinking in population. And that's where the serious economic impacts and follow-on impacts come.
Another possible follow-on impact that I think you've looked at in the past, Rob, has to do with school districts. We've seen over the years talk of consolidating school districts, communities having to close, say, the elementary school, all tied to this issue of there aren't enough people and especially there aren't enough kids to sustain them.
That's right. Yes, this is something that it's not so dissimilar to the healthcare challenge, right? As in sparsely populated areas, as there are fewer people, it's hard to sustain the types of institutions in the communities that were, you know, existed when there were more people. And schools are a big part of that, and elementary schools in particular, because this is the rural populations are also aging. There are just fewer children in many of these communities. And so elementary schools are a major area where you see an impact. So, you know, for example, I got data from the Department of Public Instruction that said that since 2011, 71 schools in rural areas have closed and 40 of those were in at the elementary level. And that is a trend that is seen in different regions of the state, across the state, in rural areas, and one that I don't think anybody has a great solution for.
Rob, were there outlier counties that bucked this overall trend?
Well, one thing yes, it should be said that there's population decline in about two-thirds of Wisconsin's rural counties, which means one-third of the counties did not have population decline. One area where that seems to work better for rural areas is places that do have these micropolitan counties. You know, Portage County had population growth over the period studied and quite a significant, almost over 9% job growth in that time. Portage County, of course, is where Stevens Point is located. Stevens Point has a university and it has a number of large employers, industries there. And so they're more insulated from the types of trends that are seen in a more what you would call a pure rural counties. So that's one. Another thing that is seen is rural counties that can serve as sort of bedroom communities or become sort of exurban areas to larger metropolitan areas tend to have better economic outcomes. That's a hard – like it's like – what do you do with that? You know what I mean? If you don't happen to be located near a larger city, I don't know how that helps, but that does seem to be evident in the data.
Rob, thanks a lot for bringing this to us today.
Thank you so much.
Rob Metzer is WPR's rural communities reporter based in Wausau. He talked with us about a new report from the group Forward Analytics that found that between 2010 and 2018, two-thirds of Wisconsin's rural counties saw a decline in their population.